We're going to have Will pray for him.
Sam said we needed to share for 5 minutes what God has done for us. So we'll start with this morning. It's amazing. I can't believe, in all honesty, that God could use a guy like me. And, you know, it's been kind of cool to think back on all that God's done over my life. And I grew up on a ranch. And on this ranch in the back where we would herd the cattle up, you know, and do our brandings and whatnot, there was some pens, and I was probably about 5 or 6 years old, and I was in my dad's truck with my mom, and we were sitting there, and I started to ask her questions about Jesus. Now, my parents always took me to church, and so I knew and had heard all the stories. But this particular day, I started asking my mom, well, what about this? What about this? And she started answering my questions, telling me who Jesus is. And then she asked me a very important question. She said, Justin, do you want to ask him into your heart? And there, I'll never forget it, with my mom in that old pickup truck with, you know, all the horse junk just around us. And it didn't matter. And there I received Christ. And I don't remember the exact date, but I'll never forget that moment. And I remember my mom at the next service giving a praise report that her youngest son had received Christ. And I remember that so clearly. And I remember the Lord being with me. Now, I don't look it, but I am almost 30 years old. And I know, shocking. But through my life, you know, there's been times where I haven't been faithful. But I can look back and I can see that God has always been faithful. He promises us. He promises us that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He promises us that He's always going to be there to convict us when we're wrong, to just rejoice with us, to have that fellowship with Him. Jesus is always faithful. And I've learned it's always best to trust in Him. It doesn't mean I always do. But I know He's there. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Our God is for us. Our God's desire is for us to follow Him, to walk with Him. And through my life, I can see the Lord always being there for me. And in high school, the Lord called me to a ministry that I wasn't comfortable with. And my brother and I rodeoed. And one night, and actually this was right before I started rodeoing, but it was at a week-long rodeo of my brother's. And they needed somebody to do an invocation to pray over the rodeo grounds before the rodeo started. And I was terrified because I knew God had asked me to do it. And for the rest of my high school career as I rodeoed, God continued to ask me to do that. And I got to participate in high school rodeo ministry. And I knew at that time that God had called me to serve Him, to be a minister for Him. I got married about, 5.5 years ago. Some of you know her, Lisa. She's amazing. And I got to jump a lot of ground here, but yeah. I could talk hours about her. She is amazing. And when we got married, we both knew. We knew that the Lord had called us one step further into ministry, and we blazed off to Bible college. And the Lord brought us back a little earlier than I had anticipated, but it was according to His plan. And I showed up here, and we came in on like a random Tuesday, you know, and I don't think I was working when we just moved back. And Sam was here, and we'd moved away in the time the theater had been taken over, and Sam showed us around, and the Lord had told me something when we had come back, because I didn't know what I was doing. I'm like, but God, you called me to be a pastor, and now what am I going to do? I didn't graduate. I didn't. And God said, submit to Pastor Sam and serve me at Calvary Chapel Chico. Submit to Pastor Sam. And I said, okay. So when he needs me to teach for him, I'll step right in, you know? Well, you know, that's the way I think, you know? But, you know, God's so good. He says, okay, that's what you think? I'll put you to work with the 3 and 4-year-olds. I said, okay, God, I'll submit. I'll work with the 3 and 4-year-olds. And you know what? It was such a blessing. And then we got to work with the 1st through the 5th or 6th graders. And then one day Sam says, hey, you want to pray about working with the junior hires? And a few years earlier, I'd made a commitment to not work with junior hires ever again. But here the Lord has me, serving him with the junior hires, and I got to say I love him. I love your kids. I love these guys. And, you know, I don't know what my time is looking like, but I'm done. But our God is good. And if you leave here with anything tonight, know that salvation is the start of that journey with God. Just releasing your life and saying, I'm going to submit to you, God. Forgive me. Come into my heart. I can't stress enough how much God loves you. So at any rate, I'm done.
Amen. Would you pray with me while we lift Justin and Lisa to the throne of God? Father, thank you so much for Justin and for Lisa. Thank you for the day in the pickup truck when you spoke to his young heart and made it clear that you had indeed seen him before he was even formed and that you placed a call on his life. I thank you so much for the way that you've brought him along. I thank you for the blessing that he and Lisa are to me personally. I thank you so much for the way that they're a blessing to this body. Lord, we thank you for the mighty way that you've already begun to use them. And we gladly readily acknowledge the call on their lives, the ordination that you've provided and placed in their hearts and lives. And Father, we look forward to the years ahead when, Lord, you will continue to use them in such a mighty way. Bless them both, Lord, and continue to use them as they submit to you, God, in ways that will bring honor and glory and praise to you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.